Welcome to Best in Class, the podcast where we talk about the best versions of the best cars. Thank you for joining me, Adam, and my good friend here, Steve.
Hello, hello.
As we argue over when our favorite cars were at the top of their game. Happy Sunday, Steve. How you doing?
I'm doing well.
Excellent. Oh, it's another beautiful weekend here in Southern California.
How is the other side of the West Side?
We got hail today, which is not what I pay rent for here in SoCal. Whoa. So I don't know what that was about.
We had some crazy rain yesterday and like rain and wind today.
Yes.
And the usual mudslides.
Yeah. So I had one of my Wanderwell rallies yesterday and it rained for about half of it.
Mm.
I took the BMW out for this rally and it has bald tires. So it was all
the
way out.
What is it with you and tires? Just get. I know you're not struggling.
So doing
just sell
70,
some of your land holdings.
Like, doing 70 on the freeway to get to the rally, just to get there in the morning, was terrifying. The car was just floating around in every puddle I hit. It was so scary. And then I get there, and it's, you know, still raining, and I've got to lead this rally in this old little box of mine. And of course, you know, there's a 400 horsepower Cadillac CTS-V behind me that I'm trying to show a good time here. He signed up, he paid for this rally, and I've got to like let him have fun in the twisties. So I've got to go fast when we're out there. And it was kind of death defying. It was terrifying.
Doesn't it run on like little go-kart tires? How expensive are they?
Here's the thing. It never rains in SoCal. And the only way to have fun in that car is with bald tires. There's not enough power to break it loose in a corner. But if I'm running on bald tires, I can get sideways anywhere, and it's hilarious fun. But the one or two times a year that it does rain, it's an ice rink, and it is really scary.
Wow. Well, this leads in well to our conversation today.
But yes, go ahead, that's going. Why I was thinking about it.
Okay.
So at the end of this rally, I ended up in a town far away. It's, you know, more than an hour away, called Santa Clarita. But I had been messaging with a strange man about about tuning the carburetors in the 2002. And of course, like, I've been asking all my friend group, like, hey, who do we like for carb tuning? And someone pipes up like, oh, my friend's dad will do it in his garage for cheap on his off time. Go to him. And that turns out to be far away. But hey, I'm going to be in Santa Clarita for this rally anyway, so it works out. So that's why I brought the BMW in the first place, even though it was raining. So I go to this guy, and he had originally said, while we're texting, I'll do it, you know, really quick while you wait, and you can drive it home. I'm like, great. So I show up. He's an old, fat, white man, balding. I get all the war stories about all the cars he's ever worked on.
Sure.
Yeah, I don't care. Okay. I don't. Mm-hmm. Ferrari this, Lotus that. I don't care.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, he just looks at me.
I'm sure you're very thoughtful and understanding. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm paying you money not to talk to me. I'm paying you to tune my car. Mm-hmm. And of course, you know, we talked through all the car and all the modifications. And he's like, okay, great. This should be, you know, probably sometime this week. And I'm like, okay, I have the receipts. I have the text chain saying you were going to do this right now. But you're doing me a favor. So I got to immediately call someone who was just on the rally and be like, hey, have you left town yet? I need a ride home now. So the end of the story
is
a man,
perfect.
Yeah,
this
a man in Santa Clarita still has my car and my keys. And hopefully he's working on it. I have no idea. Maybe just lost my car. And
wow.
I got to ride home.
I hope he doesn't go driving in the rain and the bald tires and something happens.
I didn't warn him about all the quirks of the car. We'll see how it goes.
Where do you normally get your carbs tuned?
I do it, and if that's gone terribly.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I just need someone to set them up once. I can maintain them. I can adjust them.
Can you?
I can you? I can sync them, no problem. I've done all that stuff. I just need it jetted correctly once, and then I'm good to go.
Hmm.
I need a floor to work off of.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, the Ferrari had been pulling a little bit in the rain. I've been driving around,
yep.
And it had been pulling a little bit to the right, And I was like, it's weird, even for this car. And I was like, maybe it's just the rain or whatever, because I was sliding.
How weird are your electronics in the rain?
They're pretty good. They're okay.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Okay. So it's pulling to the right.
It's pulling to the right. And I was like, maybe it's just tires. And I went in and just, you know, rolled it in somewhere and said, hey, can you just look at this? And they were like, you do need tires. I was like, okay. And your suspension shot. They're like, it's shot in your front corner, gone. Which is why it's pulling to the right. I was like, that's weird. It's really, is it the alignment? And he's like, no, there's just no, your whatever bushings or whatever you guys talk about is shot.
It's collapsed. Yes. It's collapsed. The word we like to use.
Yeah. You're basically just driving in circles all the time. And I was like, oh, cool. Let me add that to the list.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So. Oh, great. We've both been
so that'll be good.
Having some adventures.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
But well, yes,
that just comes from driving it too much. So that's okay. I'm fine with that. Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Yeah. Yes. Well, my death-defying road rally in the rain on ball tires in twisty roads is what brought me today's topic. When you asked me what we should talk about this week, I thought, hey, what is the best car to die in? What do you want to be driving when you cast off this mortal coil?
I thought you were in like danger of getting a job, and this is why you were so down. And so you wanted to talk about this.
I texted you, best car to die in as a suggestion, and all you responded with was, whoa. Not a yes, not a no, not a are you okay, just whoa. Just a very Steve thing.
Yeah. I was like, oh, well, that's different. I thought maybe something had happened.
You thought I was being dramatic and this was a cry for help.
Well, you know, one day you're taking pictures of your food on your rally and then suddenly you're talking about dying in your car.
Steve, I'll tell you right now, if I ever have a cry for help, it's not coming to you. Don't worry. All right. You're free of that responsibility.
If I had a dollar for every time I heard that. I would not be working. Yeah.
So I thought this was a great idea.
Okay, so I embraced your choice because that's the rules. Everyone gets, you get to pick every other week.
Yep.
No complaints. And
well,
so,
lots of complaining, but we still do it.
Well, there's some
it.
Complaining, but I'll be a team player.
Sure.
And now I know that you're not on, like, this isn't a cry for help. I don't.
No, I'm not on suicide watch at all.
So. What I did was I did some research, some categories. So I've got some deadly vehicles I started out with.
Dodge Charger.
Yeah. Well, what's interesting is I only found a list of the top 20. I can even narrow it down to 10. But apparently, and this is the other thing they say, like, well, they sell more F-Series than any other car. So the fact that it's you're more likely to die in F-Series is because they sell more, right? So it's not like...
Sure, yeah.
Kind of makes sense. So you have the Camry and the Accord and everything on here of what you're going to die in because they sold the most. So that kind of makes sense. So I was like, okay, nothing weird. It's like Ford, Chevy, Nissan, Ford Explorer. But the F-Series is the top, Chevy Silverado at the top, and then Honda Accord were your top three. So nothing random. I was hoping there was some weird car in there.
Yeah.
But the Ford Mustang does the worst job of protecting its occupants.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Not a like Mitsubishi $15,000 car, a mass market. Sells by the hundreds of thousands.
I mean, no, it's I don't, but none of those sell enough. So yeah, I think it's true.
How much at risk are you in a Mitsubishi if no one drives a Mitsubishi?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, I did look up the most dangerous cars ever built. If you're curious about that.
It's got to be Pinto is up there.
Yep. Pinto's number one.
Okay.
The Corvair, the Yugo.
Yep. Yugo, love it.
The 2009 Kia Rio.
Whoa, that's specific.
The DeLorean, super unsafe.
What? Really?
Because, well, if the car rolled over, the doors wouldn't open.
Oh, yep. I remember, and then Mercedes had to figure out a way out of that with their gullwing, with their exploding bolts. So, okay, got it.
And again, because we want to educate our listeners, I would love to leave Ferrari off this list, but the Ferrari 458
Pretty popular for them.
used how would we say a certain kind of adhesive that was flammable. So if you got rear-ended and it touched the manifold, it would catch fire. So, that's okay. So those are the most of these were listed on the lawyers' websites, by the way. So that's where
Yes. So very trustworthy.
So those were most, I mean, the Dodge Charger was on there. I did find that one.
Okay.
Camaro also one. Let's see, Nissan. There's a Kia Rio again. So nothing that you're like, oh, this comes out of nowhere.
Yep.
Oh, actually, to your point, we did have the Mitsubishi Mirage that got 205 deaths.
Jeez. Okay.
So, there you go.
Wow. You found for us a Reddit thread where people were asking, what do you think is the worst way to die?
I did.
Saying that there was something car related on here. The only thing I can find on here from your research is people are kind of debating whether it's better to be, or worse, as the case may be, to be burned alive or to drown. And so my thought was, so you wreck your car, it gets engulfed in flames and shoots you over a cliff into the ocean. So you're burning alive and then you hit the ocean and drown. That would be pretty bad. Is that what you wanted me to see here in this list?
Essentially, but there's another list. Like, I was doing the research for you because I figured you wanted to make the most miserable, like, whatever. So I just wanted you to be educated on what people
Your
consider the worst ways to
interpretation of my thoughts is fascinating to me.
I went one stage deeper. So if we just limit it to cars without ways, Adam could die, which is also fascinating. You could do a car fire, right? We talked about
Of
that.
course.
We could do a rollover. So you could do a rollover, catch fire, then go in the ocean.
Which, yeah, now we're talking. Now we're talking.
You could die from the airbag, which we talk about.
Yep, Takata
So
airbags with
the
their shrapnel.
airbag goes off, it rolls, catch fire, and go in the water.
Yep.
You and these are most unlikely accidents, according to lawyers of America, who will also give you a free consultation based on the pop-ups. Sinkhole car accidents. That's a big one.
Those ones kind of freak me out. Because what do you do? You can't drive through it. You can't reverse. You can't, like, you're just going down.
So get hit by a train. You see a lot in movies. I feel like maybe that's something. Or here's one for you, self-driving car accident. Do you want to die self-driving?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Those really scare me on my motorcycle. I do not like to be anywhere near. I haven't been riding my motorcycle. It's winter here, i.e. raining. So I've been off it for a few months, but we are now getting self-driving cars here in West LA, and I'm kind of worried for when I get my bike back and I got to contend with those things that do not see bikes regularly.
Which I kind of like, because I mean, that's how I drive. That's how I drive. You could get hit by a falling object. That's an option. Trailer causing car accidents, where like a hitch drags the car or hits another car, some sort of trailer accident. Tire debris. A tire can fly off and hit you. So those are some options. Did I hit upon any of the ones you chose for yourself?
I am concocting not the one I had imagined, but now I'm getting there.
Okay,
We've got some
that's right.
very unusual accidents to
Yeah.
go over. There was a man in 2011 his brakes failed.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, nothing's working, or at least his, I don't know if he tried the e-brake, but he's figured out, you know, my foot pedal isn't working. What do I do, Steve? I'm coming up upon an intersection really quickly.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I know what I would do.
Because I you would aim for the sidewalk and say, forget the pores.
I would just aim for a school.
And yep, no, I know.
Because we grew up on the Flintstones, you would do what this gentleman did, which was what?
It put his feet out the door to stop the car. the article goes on to say, needless to say, his feet weren't strong enough to stop the car that was going 40. Now, when I first started reading this, I'm like, oh, he's going 20 or something. He was going 40 miles an hour. So he collided with four other cars after failing to stop his car with his van sneaker.
What's interesting is that it says he decided to take it on the runway. So, upon seeing that his brakes were not working properly, he decided to turn the car on anyway and take it on the runway. So, was he just at the airport?
I don't know, man. I don't know. Okay. Then how would he hit other cars? I don't understand that, but...
Well, have you ever driven during an eclipse?
I don't think so.
No? Okay. Apparently, a lot of car accidents and people have... fatalities during the eclipse because they're looking at the eclipse rather than looking at where they're driving.
Oh,
so that's something.
Mm-hmm. I've got one related then. If and it is a space and looking the other way related.
Mm-hmm.
I guess there has been problems with a lot of the SpaceX launches here at Vandenberg and in Texas. You know, it's not unusual for a launch to be delayed 10 minutes, an hour, 2 days, whatever. Like, you know, it's hard to launch rockets on time. So a lot of people will show up to view it, get impatient and leave, and then it launches. So they're on the freeway going home to this thing they didn't get to see. They see it launch. So everyone's staring at this rocket, and people are just getting in collisions all the time, multi-car collisions after SpaceX rocket launches.
Mm-hmm. So technology is bad, as we've learned. Yeah, yeah.
We they've been suing SpaceX for this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
which is ridiculous.
I don't know. I mean, it kind of makes sense. So, do we have any other weird ones?
Nothing. I thought that was that interesting.
Okay, you're gonna leave the UFO ones out.
I'm gonna leave the UFO ones out. I don't give UFOs any press.
Okay, fair enough. Okay, well, I feel like I've given you plenty of stuff to go with.
That's true.
Yeah.
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Despite how manic drivers are in Los Angeles and California in general, what state do you think has the highest number of fatal car accidents?
So I did a little research on this.
Okay.
And I want to believe, like I was trying to think it through to be like, okay, we have so much traffic in LA and New York, you can never get going fast enough. So it's got to be somewhere with like big cars and open roads. So I was going to totally go like Utah because I don't trust any of the people from there. and so, but what is it?
It's Mississippi. Mississippi has the highest number of fatal car accidents per population, with a death rate of 22 deaths per 100,000 people, which is actually a lot.
They don't believe in seatbelts, according to the article, it looks like.
And
distracted driving and lack of seatbelt usage.
They openly admit to spending 8% of their driving time on their phones. Which means it's probably 58%. And they don't wear seatbelts. I bet alcohol is a big reason. And also, it's Mississippi. Like, good Lord.
Well, Wyoming's the drunk driving capital
of the state.
Yeah, yeah.
There's like five people that live in Wyoming, though. Like, the sheriff just takes you home.
Yeah. Wow. All right. Oh, well, we left one thing off the list, and that was hitting an animal. which I didn't really want to do, so I didn't bring it up. But in Montana, most of fatalities result in hitting an animal.
Oh, okay.
So that's another one you could add to if you wanted to hit an animal and then die. So you're like, I figure that's, you know.
No, all joking aside, I don't want to take out an animal too. They didn't do
No,
anything.
no. Neither do I. So I didn't have that on the list. But if you're in Montana, there's a chance.
Unless it was one of those really cocky hippos, I'd hit a hippo for sure. Those things need to learn their place. Right.
You would not, yeah, the hippo wouldn't even
You
recognize
know
the
those
car.
giant Ford trucks like the F-650 that are basically a semi they sell to the public? I want to hit a hippo with one of those.
No.
Take us both out.
You're terrible. Anyway, all right, take me through your car. And I'm sure it's something weird.
So I asked you, what's the best car to die in? And I hadn't really gotten an answer for myself. I just thought this would be an interesting topic.
But I had an answer for you.
You responded of like, hey, let's switch it. Let's pick a car for each other, which I never like your ideas.
No.
So I
Well,
shot that down.
I just wanted to, you to die in your 9/11.
You want us both off this planet. Well, no, Steve. When you said you pick a car for me, my first reaction is no. And then my second reaction is, what would I want Steve to go out in? And then I thought of one that was so brilliant. Because I thought it'd be funny for you to die that way, that I'm like, wait, I want that. So I chose it for myself. So that's the story of how I picked it. But the more I thought about it, the more I realized it's brilliant. I think that the best car to die in is an ice cream truck. Hear me out.
This is so weird. I feel like there's like a Stephen Hawking story in here or something.
Get ready for me to go beautiful mind on you.
Yeah. That wasn't Stephen Hawking, but
I
close enough. Go ahead.
understand. I understand, but it was another genius. Okay. The joke of a theory of everything is less funny. Okay, just let me move past it, Steve.
I'm just, for detail, for fact checking, but go ahead.
Okay. All
Yeah.
right. My gut reaction is, oh, maybe the GTR I picked last week, or a Ferrari 250 GTO, or my 911. But no, I'm already depriving the world of me by dying. I don't want to deprive it of two wonderful things at once. So it shouldn't be anything that's perfect and classic and somebody's dream car. It shouldn't be that. Also, I think it's important that you make the news. You want to
Oh.
have a little legacy, even if it's, 15 minutes at the end of a broadcast. I want to make the news. And dying in an ice cream truck is a great way to do that.
Okay,
Part
so
C or whatever we're on,
yeah, okay.
I get a snack on the way down. Get
You
to
think
have
it's
my
going to happen that slow?
little ice cream bar. Maybe I put it in my hand and I drive off the cliff and then I can eat my fudgesicle. And I get a nice little song as I plummet to my death. I think this is brilliant.
Okay, I have a couple questions.
Sure.
One, what's the tune that the ice cream truck is playing?
Yeah, that's tough. That's
Yeah,
tough because a
yeah.
lot of them are really annoying nursery rhymes.
Yeah. Yours would just be something modern.
Yeah, if I could find it's not Muzak, but whatever the Muzak
Okay.
equivalent for
Okay.
ice cream trucks of like a Rolling Stones song, that would be interesting.
What is your go-to ice cream truck snack? What did you pick as a kid?
The strawberry shortcake popsicle thingies. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Let me look it up. They're bright red but have like the little cookie crumbles on the outside.
Okay.
I had a cafe that I owned that sold those, and I gained probably 20 pounds eating like a box of those a day. When it was failing and going out of business, and I was just eating my feelings.
What was the name of your cafe?
That one was Template Cafe.
Template?
Yeah, Template.
Okay. What were
It's
the other
literally called the
ones?
Strawberry Shortcake, ice cream bar. It's a Good Humor bar.
How many failed cafes have you had?
Two.
Okay. What was the name of the other one?
Meta. Meta.
Oh my gosh. Are these all in Utah?
Yes.
I have so many questions. Okay.
I know you do, but we're talking about death.
Where is your accident going to happen?
I think I'm seeing a windy road, so I have one last nice drive, even though it's in a 50 horsepower ice cream van. I'm seeing a guardrail and a cliff, but what do I land on? That's the question.
Okay.
The ocean is too boring.
Okay.
I think I gotta land like on a circus that has hippos, or on like a prison yard. That'd be good. Like, what am I
Okay.
taking out on my way out?
Because you want to think of the photo.
Yeah, I think that's important.
Yeah.
I think that's
Okay.
important. Because again, there's going to be a news story about this gentleman that died in an ice cream truck going off a cliff. So there's going to be an aftermath.
Is it your ice cream truck or is it stolen?
I think I steal it. I don't it's sad to own an ice cream truck, but it's awesome to drive one. So, I don't think it's mine.
Know. I know some very cool people that have ice cream trucks, so
Well,
it's
you lie on this podcast just about every week, but that's the most brazen one I've heard yet. Okay. So there it is. That's the best way to die in an ice cream truck. What do you think is the best way to die? To the car to die in.
I like now you're stealing your car. I'm just wondering, and did
Didn't
you,
ask what was the best car to own when you died. It was what's the best car to die in.
are you, but see, this is different. Are you planning your death or is it an accident?
Oh, I've planned this.
Oh, okay.
Because I
Okay.
have the
That's,
popsicle
this
in
is
my
creepy.
hand.
This
I
is
have the
creepy.
song
Okay.
playing,
Okay. Okay. And
But
you
maybe
end
I've been
up,
driving around LA with the song playing and just eating popsicle after popsicle, waiting for it to
for
happen. I
someone
don't
to hit
know.
you. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So at this point, it's a solitary accident. There's no other cars, no other people.
I think that's right. I think that's right.
Okay. You're not gonna go like gone in 60 seconds, like big jump and hit some other cars.
No, I don't want to do that. My
Okay.
high school nemesis died taking someone else out in a drunk driving accident, and I can't be part of that. So, no one else is involved.
Okay. Again, another good dark story that I'm sure you're adding that in the
CJ
podcast.
Sutherland was an awful person, and that's fine. It's good that he's gone. But the other guy didn't deserve to die.
Okay. What a name, though. Jeez, that was your nemesis?
Yep. Oh, yeah. Oh,
Oh,
yeah.
yeah. Wow. Wow. What a
I'm glad
name.
this podcast only has three listeners because that's enough to get me sued.
And they're going to take away all your cafes. All right, so I went through this and took it seriously, as obviously
Yeah,
you
right.
didn't. And immediately I thought, what car would I want to destroy? And it would have been your Porsche. And I thought I would just like borrow it without you knowing.
Didn't even think
And
about dying in your 308. That would be pretty good.
then the way you would find out about it is that I would be in a crash and I would die, and you couldn't get mad at me because you felt bad.
I feel like you don't know me at all.
but that's how I'd want you to find out about it, and they'd have to interview you a ton of times, and you would hate
See, I think you're imagining this scenario all wrong. Hello, Mr. Kazlikowski, we have some bad news. Your Porsche is totaled. I'm in tears. I'm wrecked. Yes, and the person driving it was Steve Bolton. Now I'm cheering. It's sweet sour. I don't know what to do.
And you're like, did the stickers survive? And it obviously just, yeah. So I thought, would I take it and go on like a high speed run and then just like, pardon me, wants to drive off the pier like James Bond,
Oh,
like,
yeah.
but the
Like just
car
straight
doesn't
into the
turn into a
Atlantic,
submarine. Yeah.
but
But
only,
I don't think it
5 feet
would
off
be,
the ground.
it wouldn't be enough to destroy the car, but I'd figure it out. And then I would like my last picture, last known photo, I'm in a Porsche, which that wouldn't work. That wouldn't be
Yeah.
right.
So
Yeah.
you axed that idea.
Yeah. So I spent a lot of time on that because I was thinking through all the scenarios. And
Yeah,
but I'd want to do it on like a Friday, so I ruined your weekend.
I
Like if you had like a wander well or whatever it is for the weekend and need your car, and then you wouldn't have it, and then everyone
and I'd have to lead a rally in the CRV.
Exactly. You'd have to be in a car with Warren for the whole morning. Yeah. So as much joy as that brought me, I was like, that almost feels selfish. So I thought, okay, well, I want the last photo to be in something that you wouldn't want to crash, right? Because there was a famous comedian who drove a McLaren, and he crashed. What's his name? He crashed it like two or three times. And his quote was, what's his name? Mr. Bean? Who's Mr. Bean?
Oh, Rowan Atkinson.
Yeah. So he had a F1 McLaren that he crashed like two or three times. And they said, how do you feel? And he was like, well, anybody could crash a regular car. And I was like, that's the right attitude.
That's a so baller.
For me, I was thinking, well, I'll do it in the 308 because that would be a cool final photo. However, I thought it through.
God, you if I could think get rid of the... you and the 308 in one fail swoop.
Yeah, but then I thought about it and was like, well, I'd want to be buried in the car. So I got to save it. So I can't do that.
So you can't possibly do that.
And it would be such a shrine anyway. So why don't I step it up a little bit and do like an F40 because they made like 400. They made plenty of those. They're everywhere.
Yeah, very common.
Crash an F40, but if I get buried in the 308, everybody thinks, oh, what a down-to-earth kind of guy.
Is that what they think?
Yeah. So I appear like exotic, but also salt of the earth. And I think that way I get photos at my death and my funeral. So I think that's double the press, which I don't think you would get. So, and then as far as where I do it, I mean, selfishly, probably in Malibu somewhere, like in some sort of canyon. But I wouldn't want to hit any animals, and I wouldn't want to start a fire. So I'd have to figure out how to do that.
You can't hurt the squirrels, Steve.
But that's probably what I'd do, like a smashed F40, and I didn't make it. And because that's going to have no, like, real safety stuff on it. Zero. So I'm pretty sure I'd die.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and I do it in a place where it was really hard to get it out, so it would sit there for a while.
Oh, now that's interesting. And an F40 is not going to rust. It's carbon fiber. So
not all of it, is it?
No, I mean, you know, the frame isn't. But
Yeah. So
it would survive down there for a while.
Yeah. Because I feel like, who was the Kobe guy, like, steal a lot of the thunders for crashing in Malibu, and we need, like, a new story.
What are you talking about, Kobe guy?
Kobe Bryant, didn't he crash in a helicopter out here?
He did crash in a helicopter.
I just feel like we need a new crash story that's a little more positive. Yeah.
That's a little more positive.
Yeah.
That's what I like about you, Steve. Always thinking on the bright side.
I know. So F40 buried in the 308. How would you want to be buried? Did you think that through?
I didn't. That wasn't.
Yeah.
I will tell you this. There are stipulations on my funeral. Oh. Already. It's in the will. I made a will before going to India because I knew it'd be risky.
Oh, that's right. You did tell me about this.
There are stipulations in the will. Yeah. I asked my best friend back in Utah. I said, hey, Luke, I want mariachi at my funeral. You have to take care of that for me. And he doesn't know what mariachi is. So he agrees. He says, absolutely.
Okay.
But what do you want? Do you want to like raise out of the casket and wave to people? And I realized, no, not marionette. I want a mariachi. I want a Mexican band.
Oh, that's
even better. But then we agreed, let's do both. We got to do both. So I'm going to be laying in state. The mariachi will start and I will raise up and I'll wave to everyone. And that's my funeral.
Wow. Wow.
After that, bury me in a Ziploc bag for all I care.
Are you going to do, is it a puppet or is it you made into a puppet?
Oh, it's me. You put strings on my wrist and my head, and my body raises up. And, you know, I think you can see the strings. I don't mind that. It's fine.
It's going to be like Team America?
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
Are you going to let anyone know?
No, of course not, other than all three listeners. All 100-something of the people listening to this podcast right now.
This is not where I thought this was going to go.
So that's all I've thought about for my funeral so far. But yes, I want a mariachi and a marionette out of my body.
Where do your cars go? Who gets your cars?
So I don't care. I am dead.
Yeah.
They just get them out. I don't care. And I've told my wife, sell them. You know, take the money.
Yeah.
And start a new life with someone not nearly as handsome as me. But she's pretending that she's going to keep the 911 as a keepsake. I was like, keep one of my shirts. Keep one of my pillowcases. Like, that's simple. A car is big and expensive. Sell that stupid thing. And she refuses to drive it. I've asked her before, like, do you want to drive this? And she said, oh, no, I could never, you know, I could never drive your baby. And I'm like, so this is a car you refuse to drive, but you're going to keep it forever to remember me. That's so dumb. Just sell it. But she thinks she's keeping it.
I mean, she just wants to light it on fire and make a huge display. Yeah.
Free.
Like a Viking funeral.
Exactly. So wow. I've had several friends claim my cars for sure.
Oh, she's never driven it, huh?
I get
she
that.
She doesn't like it.
I get she thinks I'm more precious about it than I am. But she knows my pride and joy, but also it's a car. If something happens, I'll fix it, replace it, whatever. Get a 308. Who knows? You know,
yes.
It'll be crazy.
Yes.
But I've offered to let her drive it several times, and she just is not interested. But
anyway. I can see that, though. I can see that. Yeah, that doesn't surprise me at all.
So as far as what happens to my cars after I die, I would hope it, you know, it makes money for her.
Yeah.
But it sounds like she wants to keep at least one of them, which I disagree with, but whatever.
To all
my friends listening, you're not getting it. Get over it.
Yeah, I would just sell it and be like, just make sure the dog's fed.
Yeah, yeah. Take the steering wheel if you want to remember something. I don't care.
Yeah,
whatever.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. But, you know.
Or the invoices.
I got a stack of those. You can take the debt that we're in because of this car.
All right. So this has definitely been our darkest best in class. But that's interesting.
Yeah.
For sure. Anything else you want to share on your death day?
I've definitely had a meal that I thought this is the last thing I want to eat before I die. Have you had one of those?
Oh, interesting.
You think about it. I had bacon wrapped kielbasa sausage with an apple beer. And it was like so delicious, but so over the top and such a gut bomb that like I'm in heaven, but also wanted to die at the same time. I thought this is it. This is my death row meal because I'm ready to die right now.
Are we in LA or where were you?
Hey man, it's your fantasy. You do whatever you want. You want to be on Mars? I don't care.
No. Where were you? Where you had this meal? Is what I'm asking.
Oh, I was in college in Utah.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Yeah, this I have never had that meal again. To be clear, like,
huh?
It was a lot.
Yeah.
Because you got to cook the bacon halfway, and then cook the sausage in the bacon grease, and then wrap the bacon around the kielbasa, and then eat it all at once. And it's a lot of grease all at once for your body. And then a sugary apple beer, and you're done.
That's not what I thought you would have chosen, but interesting.
Okay. What's your last meal?
Oh, geez.
Are you going to a fancy restaurant? Are you doing like, you know, molecular gastronomy?
Is this before I crash my F40 is basically what I'm doing?
I think, yeah, exactly. Like, let's do it.
Okay, so I get my F40 being like I've got 90 minutes or 2 hours left.
Yeah, you rented it from, you know, Supercar LA rental, whatever.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, take a deposit. I don't care. Yeah.
I'm not coming back.
Exactly.
Boy, where would I go?
I wonder if that's a problem for them. Maybe.
That's such a death car. Yeah. I'm sure insurance covers it, but yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Huh. Anyway. Where would I go? What a weird, weird question. Like, what would I do?
You want to go to a fancy restaurant like Nobu here, or what are you thinking?
I don't know. I think I'd want it to be something. I don't know. I honestly have no idea. I don't know what I would do for food. I just couldn't. I think I'd just want like a decent like gin and tonic somewhere, and
Of
then I'd be
course,
good.
of course. Steve's last meal is alcohol. Your last. I say, what do you want to eat? And you're like,
Being honest, I think that's what I do. Yeah. Yeah.
gin and
Yeah.
tonic that you could get at any Best Western hotel in the country. Okay.
Probably, yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I can't think of any meal that I've been like, "Oh my God, I gotta go back for this."
Man, you
Yeah,
don't think
just
about
not.
death very often, Steve.
Yeah, not about food, that's for sure. I think my death drive was a lot better than yours, though.
Right, fair enough.
Yeah.
Let's do some categories.
Okay, do it.
We will bend them to our will.
Okay.
Popular perception of dying horribly in your car in a traffic accident versus reality. Popular perception is probably, oh, it'll be fast. Hey, what if it's not? What if you survive the first couple tumbles down that mountain? Don't do it.
But also how selfish you're being, right? Like if you're planning to do it. But I think are we I still feel like we're talking about this as an accident.
Oh, is that what we're talking about it as? Okay.
I'm just saying, like a James Dean type, like you swerved out of the way to save a sheep in the road and then you died. That would be like you were on your final ice cream run to the Boy Scouts. And yeah.
And I got distracted by a SpaceX launch and went over
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like
the
I could see me swerving of what I thought was a UFO and then dying, and then that would
I
be the
could see
story.
that as well,
Yeah.
especially if there's a
Yeah.
gin and tonic involved. Officer, there was a UFO. That was a plane. That was a Cessna.
Yeah,
You're at the
exactly.
airport, sir.
What other categories can we make out of this?
Would you take your F40 on a date? Of course you
Oh.
would.
Of course, we're into the categories for our car. Okay.
But would I take my ice cream truck on a date? Oh, that sounds great. That sounds a first date,
Yeah.
an internet date, a Tinder date. Yeah, you're rolling up in an ice cream van. You're a good time, right? You're a provider because you're a small business owner. And you've got dessert covered. Done.
Mean, but who takes a date out in their F40?
Desperate old men like yourself.
I wouldn't be able to, I just know me, I wouldn't be able to get out of it. I
That's
wouldn't
true.
be.
That's true. I think you roll up to the valet and you.
Never get it back the next day.
No, I'm thinking, what do I do? What do you do? You quickly, they open her door and you shout, "Oh my God, look over there." And then you spend the next 5 minutes crawling out while she's not looking, and then you're just out.
Or I just drop her off and say, "Hey, I'm gonna park it because I don't want the valet to
Yeah.
do
Oh,
it."
yeah.
And
That's
then,
good. That's good. That's definitely happened to you before, hasn't it? You had that answer ready. Oh, I'm not trusting these teenagers. I'll
No,
park it. I'll meet
because I'm
you.
already in pants I can't fit in, and then I gotta go back home. I mean, who are we kidding?
And Steve, really, white pants? What are you thinking? In a red F40, get out of here.
Exactly. My driving moccasins.
Is your F40 a villain car or a hero car?
It's a bad person car.
Villain. Absolute
And your
villain.
ice cream, it's an even you're a creepy person in your ice cream
I'm
truck.
a hero. Are you kidding me?
No way, you are a creepy
You're
person.
kidding me. It's an ice cream van. I'm basically the
No.
hero of every story.
No. You're 40 driving an ice cream van, hoping to attract children to your vehicle. Yeah.
What good would you possibly do?
You're a monster. Yeah.
Where are you driving anywhere else? Like, where are you driving to when you accidentally die in your F40? Where
That's
do
what
you
I was
drive your
thinking.
car and what do you do for a living?
I'm gonna say the last awesome Ferrari crash we had in Malibu, he was like a software developer. But
Lame.
I know. I feel like my job would be maybe I just it's probably some sort of, it could be tech. I wouldn't want it to be though. I want it to be like I was a novelist that made money on something in like the 60s. Like wrote something, or maybe in the 80s when this car came out.
You don't want to be like the creator of Doonesbury or something, some syndicated
I
cartoon
mean,
that's like
maybe. I mean,
respected but not lauded, and it's enough
well,
money.
it's like comic strips where it's like you're an adult, but you're making children's content and you have
Yeah.
no kids.
Yeah.
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 Like it's kind of cool, but not.
Kind of like driving an ice cream truck.
You're a hero to children, which is like, okay.
Okay. I so you own your F40. You wanna own it. You don't wanna steal it.
I don't feel like stealing a car and then dying. I feel like I want it, yeah.
Okay, this is yours.
I think so.
Okay.
And you've stolen yours. You're a
Oh
bad
yeah. I
person.
think I maybe robbed a bank. And then I
Really?
ran out and there was an ice cream truck, so I carjacked that and I'm driving around listening to my music, eating my popsicles. And maybe the police screw up a pit maneuver and I die. And then I
Oh.
definitely make the news.
Is this like a falling down scenario? Like that movie where you're just,
Fantastic movie, by the way.
yeah. I can see that
Fantastic.
being, I can see that being you.
Okay, so my day starts normally. I'm a well-respected citizen, but by about 4 o'clock, I'm full psycho.
I think so.
Hey man, LA
Meanwhile,
can do that to you.
the irony is when we get to the end of this, it's going to be you driving around in your ice cream truck and then you run into an F40 and we both
Exactly.
die.
Exactly.
Yeah, and I die by ice cream sandwich. Future classic, of course. The F40, I think
Yours
it's,
is, yes.
yeah.
Ice cream trucks live a hard life, and they have you ever seen an old ice cream truck in like a junkyard? They're sad. They're sad.
I mean, would you trade one of your vehicles for an ice cream truck?
Is it fully loaded and stocked?
I feel like you'd be okay with that for a while.
CRV, man. Get rid of that CRV. I'll take the whatever Dodge van that's full of fudgesicles. I'm on board.
I have to say that if my only two cars were an F40 and a Defender, I don't know. I feel like an F40 is the kind of car that you'd have to have like 10 other cars. If I'm just being like, what are my options? If I'm still renting an apartment and driving an F40, they'd be like, what are you doing?
Dude, I would love it if you made that financial decision.
And then I died in it, like the one thing I had.
Exactly. The one precious bauble that you sacrificed your entire life for.
I am learning a lot about myself.
Yes, that's what I'm here for. Listen, let's get to closing arguments. Let's wrap this up. It's been a great episode so far. Steve, why is an F40 the best car to die in?
Before we get into this, and I'll let you think about it, but what's your headline when you die?
Oh man.
I'm going to
See, the
tell you.
problem is newspaper writers always try to be witty.
Yeah.
And I hate the puns. I absolutely hate them.
It's not going to be like ice cream driver, stone cold dead, or.
Yeah, I was thinking like, famous Polish guy on ice or something.
Oh, wow. Yeah, something
Very,
like
very
that.
handsome man, sweet till the end. I
So you've thought about it. I like this. I like that. Wow. Yeah. Okay. So, let's see my headline. I think it's going to be there was a comedian that had a joke where it's like the problem with driving an amazing car is that if you crash, it's going to say F40 totaled and crash, driver also killed. That I wouldn't be mentioned. That would be the problem.
That's fair. That's a good point. The rarer the car it is, the more the world cares about the car. And
That
then
would
you're a
be.
footnote in the car story.
And I'd never be mentioned.
Local
It's like,
Malibu man.
destroys F40
Yes.
and dies.
Yes.
It's like if you were to be driving with a celebrity and die.
Exactly. Oh, could there be anything worse?
No. No, I think that would be the, yeah.
You're with Beyonce
Yeah.
and you get T-boned, and they're like, oh yeah, there's some schmuck in there too. I
Yeah,
don't know.
exactly.
Maybe he was doing her taxes. I have no idea.
Oh man. Oh gosh, so terrible. So, why is the F40 the best car to die in despite what I just said? Because it would make an amazing photo. And I think it would be hard to replicate. I don't think anybody else would be doing it. I don't think there'd be a lot of copycat F40 deaths. So I think I'd continue to be a rarity. So, I think, yeah, I think it's just the pictures look great, and that's all we care about for Instagram. So, that's why if it's gonna happen, it should be in an F40. Yeah. And if it's destroyed, it makes all the rest go up in value. And so I'd be kind of celebrated a little bit in the
kind of
F40
helping
community.
out the Ferrari community.
Well, the F40 struggling community.
Yes, those we got to keep those values up somehow, Steve. I don't
Exactly.
know.
Yeah. So it's kind of a win-win. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay,
Yeah.
I find it disturbing that we both, thought about making the news or, making headlines with our deaths. Like
Oh, sure. It's
that was what
super
we
unhealthy. Yeah.
optimized around.
Yeah.
But
Not great.
I do agree with you, right? It was like you want to make the news. And what's great about the dying in an ice cream truck is not only are you going to be famous, at least for your, 15 minutes of fame, but it's a full sensory experience. You get the music of the ice cream truck and you get to choose it. You get the food you're eating while you go over that mountain cliff, cliffside. Like, you get the full experience of being in an ice cream truck on your way down, plummeting to your death into the ocean. It's the best way to die. You're definitely going to make the news. Yes, there'll be some stupid, sweet on ice headline, whatever. But that's what you want. You're going to be remembered fondly, and you will have a good time for your last 30 seconds. And that's all we can really ask from this life.
That's oddly well thought out because you're gonna have music, food, and yeah,
Unfortunately, it's probably going to smell like children's urine. Like when I, as soon as I said full sensory experience, I was like, wait, it's spoiled milk and little kids. Like it's going to smell real bad. So I just went past that. I just. Get one of the pine trees in your rearview mirror. That'll help.
Because you're gonna like, because you're gonna want to wipe all the history on your browsers. But what soundtrack would you want to be playing? I know you want your ice cream truck music, but I'm trying to think like,
A
I
lot of
want
my
something.
favorite music is actually very depressing. I really like a sad
Oh.
song, but I don't know if I
Huh.
want to go out to that. I like listening to it, but I don't know if that's my death song. I don't know what I want to listen to. That's a good question. You don't know what you're
Yeah.
going to eat. I don't know what I want to listen to.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't
Huh.
be eating in the F40. I don't want to make a mess. Although I don't think it has a radio,
Bro,
right?
your
So probably
teeth
not.
are going to be all over the floor. What do you mean you don't want to make a mess?
Yeah, but it's my mess.
Just
I don't like what if
go
I
in there with a
because you
chocolate
know
bar. Who
well yeah, but I'd be
cares?
eating McDonald's or something. That would just ruin there's like French fries all over the place. They'd be like, oh God,
Malibu
figures.
slob crushed to death in F40, found with coupons in his pocket for a Frosty.
Big Mac Steve in Ferrari. Big Mac Bolton killed in Ferrari F40.
Not so happy meal.
Oh no. Oh God, that'd be a horrible hashtag. I can see it now. Yeah. I can just see. Oh. Yeah, that's not. Yeah. So I'm not gonna eat my car anymore in case I get in an accident.
That's a good call. That's a
Yeah.
good call. But keep checking your Twitter, okay? Keep doing that while you drive home.
Okay, so ice cream truck and F40.
Yep.
I think, yeah, I don't know if I'd feel comfortable having an F40 as my second starball. Probably just keep the Ratty 308.
Oh, that's what we've decided this week
I
is
think so. I
Steve's
think
gonna keep
so.
his 308. Okay.
Yeah.
Got
Yeah.
it. Well, Steve, it's been a dark one, but a funny one.
Yes. No. I gotta give you credit for thinking outside of the
Well, yeah,
box.
I risked my life on a
This
rally this weekend, and that's what came to mind.
yeah. But yeah, we need to get a tire sponsor so you can get some tires and I need some tires. So
Okay, so that's the goal for next week is find
I
a
think
tire
so.
sponsor.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, well, good job on this one.
Yes.
I'm gonna make something a little more lighthearted next time.
Please,
Yeah,
please.
so.
Best car to pick up a clown in.
Yes, exactly.
It is your pick next week, so I will
It
wait for
is.
that.
Okay.
If anyone would like to guest host, please take Steve's spot. I'd be happy to co-host
Yeah,
with you.
that would be amazing. Yeah.
And other than that, Steve, I will talk to you next week.
All right. Have a good week. Talk to
All
you
right.
then.
Bye.
All right. Thanks. Bye.